On January 1st, 2001, then-President Clinton signed the Rome Treaty for an international criminal court. He said, "In taking this action, we reaffirm our support for international accountability and for bringing to justice perpetrators of genocide, war crimes, crimes against humanity based on our involvement in the Nuremberg tribunals that brought Nazi war criminals to justice." Senator Jesse Helms of North Carolina called Mr. Clinton's decision as outrageous as it is inexplicable. "I have a message for the outgoing president. This decision will not stand." Many others echoed Senator Helms' objections, including President H.W. Bush. Their reason was it could inhibit the ability of the United States to use its military to meet alliance obligations and participate in multinational operations. The first of the Nuremberg trials were concluded on October 1st, 1946. Hermann Göring, Reichsmarshal, charged with conspiracy, crimes against peace, war crimes, crimes against humanity. The verdict? Guilty on all counts. The sentence? Death by hanging. Rudolf Hess, Deputy Führer. Verdict? Guilty on two counts. Sentence? Life imprisonment. Joachim von Ribbentrop, Reich Minister for Foreign Affairs. Verdict? Guilty on all counts. Sentence? Death by hanging. The conclusion of the trial of 22 top Nazis accused of war crimes resulted in the following. 12 were sentenced to death, 3 were acquitted, 7 received prison sentences ranging from 10 years to life. October 16, 1946, the sentences of death were carried out. Julius Streicher, von Ribbentrop, Wilhelm Keitel, Ernst Kaltenbrenner, all except Hermann Göring, who cheated the hangman by taking his own life. The first of the Nuremberg trials were over. Still to come were 12 more trials of 177 diplomats, generals, SS officers, high Nazi officials, doctors, judges, directors of IG Farben, leading German business and professional men whose cooperation was essential to the success of the Nazi conspiracy.